我感谢主，让我们又一次机会可以在这里一同相聚。
We thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to gather together.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次我的负担呢，是要和弟兄姊妹交通路德记。
I think brothers and sisters know that my burden this time is to share with you according to the book of Ruth.
过去有很多年。
There have been many years.
因为魏弟兄在我们中间。
Because Brother Wei had been in our midst.
所以我一直不敢讲这卷书。
So I've been afraid to share on this book.
因为我知道我们的弟兄对这一卷书他的认识是非常的深切。
Because our brother had a very deep understanding and knowledge of this book.
我年轻的时候也听过他讲解过。
And when I was young, I also heard him explain and share on this book.
所以魏弟兄在我是不太敢讲这卷书。
And so when Brother Wei was present, I was afraid of sharing on this book.
现在我们弟兄到主那里去了。
But now our brother is with the Lord.
我想我可以略略的放胆来和弟兄姊妹交通这卷书。
And now I am set free and I can share freely on this book.
我想读过这一卷书的人都很清楚。
For those who have read this book, you're all very clear.
路德记只有四章。
There are only four chapters on this book.
并且只是讲了一个小小的故事。
And it's a very small story.
里面只有几个简单的人物。
There are only a few simple characters.
但是神却利用这个小小的故事来说明他那个伟大的心意。
But God still uses the simple story to speak of his great purpose.
这叫我们真是感觉十分的稀奇。
And it truly amazes us.
我们知道神在过去的历史中，
We know that in past history,
神曾经借着很多伟大的人物和伟大的事迹来表明他的心意。
God has used many great people and great things to show his purpose.
像摩西带领两三百万的以色列百姓轰轰烈烈地过红海进入旷野。
Like Moses, God used him to lead several hundreds of thousands of Israelites into the wilderness.
云柱火柱在带领。
The pillar of fire and cloud led them.
那个是一个非常伟大的故事。
It's an extremely great story.
神借那个故事向我们说明他的心意。
And God uses that story to show us his purpose.
神也曾经借着约书亚带领以色列百姓进迦南。
God also had used Joshua to lead his people into Canaan.
也是有非常伟大的一些事迹在那里表明神的心意。
And some with some great signs, he also showed them his purpose and will.
就是到了撒母耳一直到大卫的年间，我们看见很多的事情在我们眼中看来都是伟大的，都是轰轰烈烈。
And even in the time of Samuel and David, we showed that a lot of things were great and it was wondrous.
我们以为说神只能借着这些伟大的事物来把他的心意做一个表明。
And oftentimes we think that God can only use these great things to show us his purpose and will.
但是我们从来没有想过，
But we've never imagined.
神也能用路德记这么一个小小的故事把他荣耀的旨意把它显出。
God can also use this very small story in Ruth to show forth his glorious purpose.
这个是叫人很惊异的一件事情。
This is something that truly amazes man.
那么同时呢，
At the same time,
我们也知道在路德记中所记载这些人物，
These characters that are recorded in Ruth,
他们的生活可以说是非常平凡的生活。
Their lives were very common, very normal
lives. 但是神就是用他们这些平凡的生活呢，把神那个不改变的心意呢，把它表明出来。
But through their common lives, God revealed his unchanging purpose.
所以这一卷书是更多靠近我们的生活。
And so this book, it is very much near to our lives.
神借这卷书特别告诉我们。
So God, through this book, tells us.
神的旨意是与我们的生活是有关联的。
God's purpose is connected with our lives.
是不可以分开的。
It cannot be separated.
但是今天我们看见在整个基督教的光景中，
However, today in Christianity,
我们很多时候把神的旨意跟我们的生活是分开来的。
Oftentimes, we separate our lives from God's will.
我们觉得我们那个小小的生活是需要神祝福。
We think that in our small lives, yes, we need God to bless us.
而在我们这些生活里面，跟神的旨意不发生什么关系。
And in our lives, it has nothing to do with God's purpose.
好像我们只有进入教会的侍奉了之后，那个我们才关心到神的旨意。
As if only when we enter into God's service in church, that it has anything to do with God's purpose.
但是路德记告诉我们。
However, Ruth tells us.
神百姓就是一个小小家庭的生活。也能跟神的旨意连在一起。
That in God's people, even in your small household, it is connected with God's purpose.
所以我们能感觉到路德记对于我们今天这些微小的人来讲是特别具备重大的意义。
And so Ruth, it has very great significance to us, very normal, common people.
我想在我们进入路德记这卷书之前。
And so before we enter into the book of Ruth,
我把这两个点呢先给弟兄姊妹提一下。
I want to mention two points.
我希望我们能够整个思想能够转到这些上面。
I hope that all of our thoughts can turn onto these two points.
那么现在呢，我请弟兄姊妹和我一同呢来读几处的圣经。
So shall we turn to some scriptures?
我们请弟兄姊妹打开这个路德记。
Shall we turn to the book of Ruth?
路德记第一章
Ruth chapter 1
我们从第一节读先读到第六节
We'll read from verse 1 through 6
当士师秉政的时候国中遭遇饥荒在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地区寄居这人名叫以利米勒他的妻名叫拿俄米他两个儿子一个名叫马伦一个名叫基连都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人他们到了摩亚地就住在那里后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了剩下妇人和两个儿子这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻一个名叫俄尔巴一个名叫路德在那里住了约有十年马伦和基连二人也死剩下拿俄米没有丈夫也没有儿子他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩亚地归回因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓赐粮食与他们
Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons the name of the man was Elimelech and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they lived there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died.And the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the land of Moab. For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food.
16节到19节
Verse 16 through 19.
路德说不要催我回去不跟随你。你往哪里去我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国。你的神就是我的神你在哪里死我也在那里死也葬在那里除非死能使你我相离不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去就不再劝他了于是二人同行来到伯利恒他们到了伯利恒合成的人就都惊讶妇女们说这是拿俄米吗
But Ruth said, Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. So they both went until they came to Bethlehem.And when they had come to Bethlehem, all the city was stirred because of them. And the woman said, Is this Naomi?
22节
Verse
22. 拿俄米和他的儿妇摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest.
我们再请看这个先知阿摩斯书。
Shall we turn to the book of the prophet Amos?
阿摩斯书,
the book of Amos,
第8章第11节,
chapter 8, verse 11.
主耶和华说, 日子将到, 我必命饥荒降在地上, 人饥饿非因无饼, 干渴非因无水, 乃因不听耶和华的话。
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
我们再看耶利米书第15章,
and then back to Jeremiah chapter 15,
16节,
verse 16.
对不起，我们弟兄晚上讲耶利米书。
I apologize, our brother, he is sharing on the book of Jeremiah.
我借用一下。
I'm just borrowing it.
耶利米书第15章,
Jeremiah chapter
15,
16,
verse 16. 耶和华万军之神啊, 我得着你的言语, 就当食物吃了, 你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐, 因我是称为你名下的人。
Your words were found and I ate them, for your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts.
我们最后请看马太福音第1章第1节。
And lastly, shall we turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔,大卫的子孙,耶稣基督的家谱。
The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
我想在我们进入路德记这卷书的内容之前,
Before we enter into the content of the book of Ruth,
我们要对神永远的旨意有一些重要的一些点,那么先有一点的说明。
We need to clarify a little bit upon the important points of God's eternal purpose.
因为我们知道整个人类历史的进展,
because we know that in the development of all mankind's history,
背后有一个非常重要也是一个支配性的因素。
We know that behind it there is a very important governance.
那就是神永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
所以我想我们必须先对神的旨意有一点的明白。
So we must have some understanding of God's eternal purpose.
我们才能懂得在历史上发生这些故事它的那个原因在哪里。
So that we can understand the reason for things happening in these stories of history.
所以让我们先来看一看神旨意中的一些重要的特点。
So let's look at some important characteristics of God's purpose.
我们都晓得在创世之前,
we know that before creation,
神在永远里,
God in eternity,
神用他那个完全的智慧,
God used his complete wisdom,
已经计划出来了一个荣耀的旨意,
had already planned a purpose.
这个在以弗所书里面我们可以很清楚地看见。
And we see this very clearly in the book of Ephesians.
那么对于神所定的这个旨意呢,
and so according to God's purpose,
我们在这里需要注意的是什么呢?
What do we need to pay attention to?
第一个重要的点,
the first thing,
就是我们要知道神的这个旨意是一定永定的。
That is, in God's purpose, it is already set.
神绝不更改的。
God will never change it.
并且神也从来不需要修正的。
And he never needs to make any adjustments.
因为这是神用他完全的旨意所定的一个旨意。
Because he has already set forth this purpose and in his great wisdom.
他不像我们人。
He's not like man.
我们常常做了一个计划,定了一个主意, 结果到时候就需要修正,需要改变。
Oftentimes we set apart our own plan, but oftentimes we need to make adjustments.
对神来讲,从来不需要做任何的修改。
But God never needs to make any corrections.
所以神不需要任何人来做他的谋士。
And so God does not need any man to be his counselor.
使徒保罗就告诉我们,
and so Paul tells us,
谁能做神的谋士呢?
Who can counsel God?
所以关于这个心意,
And so according to this will,
我们不能加上任何一点,
we cannot add anything to it.
我们也不能任何减少一点,
and we cannot subtract anything from it.
你更是不能轻易地去改变它。
And you cannot lightly change anything.
所以这是我们知道神永远旨意的一个重要的一个特点。
This is a very special and important characteristic of God's eternal purpose.
然后当我们读圣经的时候,
and then when we read the Bible,
我们看见第二个重要的点,
the second important point,
就是历世历代神在地上的工作, 都是根据于这一个不更改的旨意。
All of God's work throughout the generations and the ages is always according to this unchanging purpose.
时代可以改变,
the generation can change.
环境可以改变,
the environment can change.
人可以改变,
man can change.
神的旨意从来不改变,
God's purpose will never change.
在古时是这样,
it is this way in the past.
在今天仍旧是这样,
it is still the same today.
所以这个是我们今天在主面前
And so this is something that we all need to remember.
第三个点,
Thirdly,
历史证明一件事情,
history will confirm.
神若是在一个时代中间,
if God, within a generation,
他能得着一般明白他的旨意又愿意顺服的人,
if he can gain a group of people who understand and are willing to obey him,
神的旨意呢, 在地上呢, 就得着了一个荣耀的彰显,
then God's purpose on earth will be gloriously manifested.
否则的话,
otherwise,
神若是在地上得不着人,
if man on earth cannot gain, cannot gain man,
好像在地上神的工作是停顿,
it seems as if God's work will stop.
事实上我们知道神的工作从来没有停顿过,
but in reality, we know that God's work never ends,
神的工作在天上, 人就是持续地往前的,
even in heaven, his work continues forward.
他仍旧向着那个目标往前的。
He is always going forward towards that goal.
所以这里给我们一个重要的提醒。
So here is an important reminder.
人可以失败。
Man can fail.
神从来不失败。
God never fails.
我们不要以为说今天我们看见地上教会的光景好像在一种败落荒凉的情形里。
Don't think that just because the condition of the church today is in failure,
神的旨意就不会成就。
That God's will not be accomplished. No.
弟兄姊妹,神的旨意仍旧成就。
Brothers and sisters, God's will still will be accomplished. We see this in history.
那么我们从圣经里面可以看见,
and so from the Bible we can see,
尤其在旧约圣经里面,
especially in the Old Testament,
神常常为他的百姓呢, 非常的痛心, 有的时候非常的愤怒, 也有非常严厉的指责。
God oftentimes toward his people, his children, he will be sorrowful, he will be angry, and he will cast judgment.
神为什么会这样的表现呢?
Why does he display such things?
这说明一件事情,
it tells us,
就是神呢, 不愿意看见呢, 人因为自己的愚昧, 违背了他的旨意而失去他的祝福。
God is not willing just because of man's ignorance and foolishness to lose out on his blessing.
就像父母带儿女一样,
just like a parent leading their children.
我们里面总是祝福,
within us we want to bless.
总是为着他好的,
we always want to do good for them.
所以很多时候我们希望他好,
so we wish our children would be good.
但是很多时候他不听从,
but oftentimes they disobey.
结果呢, 父母要把这个好处给他呢, 也没办法给。
And so when we want to give good things to our children, we cannot.
所以有很多时候做父母的就 非常生气。
And so oftentimes as parents, we are angry.
我们的神对待他的百姓就像父亲对待儿女一样。
And so our God, how he deals with his people is just like how we deal with our children.
所以你看见在旧约的历史中,
and so we see in Old Testament history,
有许多荒凉失败的年日,
there are many years of chaos and famine.
神是非常的痛心的。
God was extremely sorrowful.
神的百姓们应该在神的祝福里。
God's people ought to be in blessing.
不应该落在这样的光景。
They ought not to be in this condition.
但是因着他们不够明白神的心,
but because they did not understand God's purpose,
他们也不愿意顺从,
and they are not willing to obey,
结果呢, 只好神用管教的手管教他们。
And so God had to use his hand of judgment to discipline them.
不过我们要知道神做这些事情还是出于他对他百姓的爱。
But we must know that this is still out of God's love for his people.
第四个重要的,
the fourth important point,
历史证明,
that history will confirm,
在时间中,
in time,
没有任何的力量能阻挡神旨意的完成。
There is no power that can stop God's purpose from being accomplished.
我们看见那个堕落的天使长,
when we look at the fallen angels,
他变为撒旦,
and we see the archangel becoming Satan,
他试图要阻挡神的旨意。
He wanted to oppose God's purpose.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is the result of that?
就是他自己完全被神弃绝。
Is that he was utterly rejected by God.
并且遭受神严厉的审判。
And he received God's severe judgment.
同样的，
At the same time,
在地上当神的百姓，
When God's people
用我们自己的肉体的力量阻挡神的作为的时候，
When we use our own flesh to oppose God's work,
神在他的工作的里面，神也会把你摆在一边。
In God's work, He will also put you aside.
我们知道神的选召是没有后悔的。
We know that God will never regret His calling.
神爱我们是爱我们到底的。
He loves us to the uttermost.
但是很可能在他的工作上，他就把你摆在一边。
But it is very possible that in His work, He will place you aside.
结果我们就失去非常大的一个祝福。
And then we will lose out on great blessings.
我们等于是在见证上被神弃绝。
That is to say, in His testimony, God will reject us.
所以这也是一个很重要的一个点。
This is a very important point.
那么第五个点。
Fifth point.
我们讲到神所有恢复的工作，都是为了把人重新带回到他的旨意里。
In all of God's recovery work, it is to bring man back to his original purpose.
我想我们可以从圣经里面，关于神的旨意的启示里面，我们能够看见有这些重要的点是我们需要明白的。
And so from the Bible and from its revelation, we see that all these points are things that we need to understand.
因为只有神的旨意，
Because in only in God's
purpose, 才是整个历史进程背后那个主要的支配的因素。
It is the governance that is behind all the occurrences in history.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们必须要明白这些点。
And so as children of God, we must understand this.
当我们来看路德记的时候，
And so when we touch upon Ruth,
我想我们必须从这样一个眼光里面来看。
We must have this perspective to look at it.
这样你就发现，在路德记这个小小的故事背后，包含了许多重大的意义在里面。
And then you will find that in this very simple story, behind it there is great meaning.
所以路德记
And so Ruth,
可以说它是神那个不改变旨意的一个说明。
It is an illustration of God's unchanging purpose.
路德记非常重要的一件事情，
A very important thing in Ruth,
就是他走在旧约神荣耀旨意的那条线上。
It walks upon the line of God's eternal purpose.
我们知道神的永远旨意是基督。
We know that God's eternal purpose is Christ.
但是在旧约圣经里面，
But in the Old Testament time,
在预表的时代中，
In the time of symbolism,
神乃是借着亚伯拉罕到大卫这一条线来说明。
God illustrates it through the line from Abraham through David.
我们在马太福音第一章里面很清楚地看见。
And so we see it very clearly in Matthew 1.
当神论到他荣耀的旨意的时候，
When God touches upon his eternal purpose, there are two important characters.
一个是亚伯拉罕，一个是大卫。
One is Abraham, the other is David.
我们晓得这个亚伯拉罕是个起点。
We know that Abraham is a beginning.
大卫是个终点。
And David is a conclusion.
所以在旧约的时代里面，
And so in the Old Testament
time, 这是一个重要神旨意的一条线。
This is a very important line regarding God's eternal purpose.
我们都知道神从亚伯拉罕得到以色列家。
We know that God gained the house of Israel through Abraham.
然后呢，大卫把以色列家建立成为以色列国。
And we know that David established this family, the house of Israel, into the nation.
所以在圣经里面很清楚让我们看见。
And so the Bible it tells us very clearly.
家和国，这是神荣耀旨意里面两个非常重要的思想。
The family and the nation are two very important thoughts in God's mind.
所以因此呢，从亚伯拉罕到大卫，这在旧约圣经里面是神荣耀旨意的一条准绳。
And so the eternal purpose of God from Abraham through David is a very important illustration.
是一个 plumb line.
Plumb line.
是一个准绳。
It is a plumb line.
凡是走在这个准绳里面的，
Anyone who walks according to the plumb line
都符合于神的旨意。
Is all according to God's purpose.
我们看见路德记就正好是在这一条线上面。
And so we see that Ruth is according to this line.
所以我们从路德记里面，
And so from Ruth,
可以读出很多这个回到神旨意中的那个原则。
We read many principles of returning back to God's purpose.
也就是真正的恢复的一个原则。
And the principle of recovery.
那么这一次呢，我们读这个路德记。
And so this time when we read Ruth,
那我们一共有三堂的圣，有三堂的
交通。We have three sessions of sharing.
我想呢，在路德记里面呢，有三个重要的点是我提出来和弟兄姊妹交通的。
So there are three important points that I want to share with brothers and sisters.
第一个重要的点。
The first important point.
今天我们要回到神荣耀的旨意的里面。
Today to return to God's eternal purpose.
第一个是要走出饥荒。
First, we must walk out of famine.
必须在主面前呢，在灵里面得到饱足。
In our spirit, we must gain satisfaction.
那么，第二个点。
Secondly,
我们要讲到这个引导和舍己。
We will speak about following and sacrifice.
我们需要有正确的引导。
We need to have an accurate following.
我们需要有舍己的奉献。
And we must have the life of sacrifice.
在路德记你会清楚地看见这个原则。
You will see these principles very clearly in Ruth.
第三个点。
And the third point.
我们要讲到神圣的成全。
We will speak of divine perfection.
是神自己来成全这件事情。
It is God himself who will perfect this
matter. 主若许可，我们循着这三个方面和弟兄姊妹有交通。
So God willing, we will share with brothers and sisters along these three points.
我们都知道路德记这个时代的背景就是四世纪。
So we know that the background of Ruth, that time, that era was in the time of the
judges. 而四世纪是在一个大荒凉的时代。
And we know that judges was a time of great famine and chaos.
昨天晚上我们的 Mac 弟兄告诉我们耶利米的故事。
Last night, our brother Mac shared with us the story of Jeremiah.
耶利米也是处在一个大荒凉的时代。
Jeremiah was also living in a time of great chaos.
那是以色列人被掳的时期。
It was the time of the Israelites' captivity.
以色列人的光景非常的低落。
Their condition was extremely low.
那么同样，路德记的背景呢，是四世纪。
And so the background, the time frame of Ruth was the time of the judges.
四世纪可以说是以色列旧约历史中相当黑暗的一段历史。
It is also a time of relative darkness in the history of the Israelites.
我想在这里我们先简单的讲一下四世纪中使以色列百姓失败的原因是什么呢？
And so we want to say very simply here, what is the reason of the failure during the time of the judges?
在四世纪第一章和第二章的里面。
And so in Judges 1 and 2,
那里很清楚告诉我们头一个重要的点。
We see at the very beginning.
他们是赶不出仇敌。
They could not cast out the enemy.
然后呢，因此他们就和当地的百姓们立约。
And so at that time they also made covenants with the people of the land.
就是说仇敌赶不出去。
Because the enemy could not be cast out.
他们只好什么，做一种妥协的一个态度。
So they had to have the attitude of compromise.
他们要求，就用今天的话来讲，就要求与当地的这些百姓们呢和平共存。
That is to say that they wanted peace with the people and the nations around them.
我们晓得这个思想意念一直到今天，在地上的以色列国仍就是在这个原则的里面。
We know that the thought even up to today is still in according to this principle.
所以当神打发使者去责备他们的时候，
and so when God sent his messengers to
说你们中间为什么还有他们的祭坛呢？
To ask them, why do you still have their altars among you?
那意思说呢，他们呢要拜他们的神。
That is to say that they were worshiping their gods.
他们意思说呢，我们呢也拜耶和华，但是我们也拜你们的神。
They said, we do worship Jehovah, yet we still also want to worship
their
gods. 我
们知道这是人的意念。
This is man's idea.
人的一个妥协的意念。
This is man's idea of compromise.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在神的旨意上面，
according to God's purpose,
我们知道人只能遵循神的旨意，是不能妥协的。
We know that man cannot compromise when it comes to holding onto his purpose.
我想我们跟以色列人一样。
We are the same as the Israelites.
我们今天总觉得我们有很多事情妥协一下的话呢，日子比较好过。
Oftentimes we think if we compromise a little, then our days would be a little easier.
啊，我曾经到过耶路撒冷去。
I've gone to Jerusalem in the past.
我就看见有的以色列人隔壁家就是巴勒斯坦人。
We've seen that there are some Jewish people, their neighbors are the Palestinians.
所以他们这样靠这么近在一起生活，这个整天这么敌对着，很为难。
And so because they live so close to one another, this conflict is very difficult.
所以以色列人用了他自己的智慧。
And so the Israelites use their own wisdom.
他们要寻求一个和睦的路。
And they want to seek peace.
他们就想我们妥协一点。
And so they say, okay, we'll compromise.
是耶和华的祭坛在这里。
Because the altar of our Jehovah God is
here. 他们的坛呢，那么也把它留在那里。
We will leave their altar there.
所以他们在敬拜神的事上就妥协。
And so they had compromise in worshiping God.
他更进一步的,
Another thing.
他们想说呢, 最好我们跟他们来通婚。
Another step further is that they intermarried.
大家都做了亲家了, 那就不好意思, 来敌对了。
Because everyone now were in-laws, and so it's difficult to have conflict.
啊, 我的儿子娶你的女儿, 你的儿子娶我的女儿。
Because my son has married your daughter, and your son has married our daughter.
大家都变成一家人。
And so now we are one family.
但他们不晓得他们做这些事情, 大大的得罪神。
But without knowing, they greatly sinned against God.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这是一个什么呢? 这是一个 以色列人在四世纪里面失败的同一个重要原因。
This is the very first important reason for why the Israelites failed in the book of Judges.
今天如果我们真正明白神的旨意,
So today, if we truly understand God's will,
我们晓得神的旨意是一条直线。
We know that God's purpose is a straight line.
没有我们妥协的余地。
It cannot, it has no room for compromise.
我们更不可以跟任何神旨意之外的事物联合。
You cannot connect yourself with anything that is apart from God's purpose.
但是今天这种的气氛呢, 弥漫在整个地上的教会中。
But this atmosphere fills the church on earth today.
所以四世纪很像教会历史。
And so Judges is a lot like church history.
这是对我们一个重大的提示。
It's a very important reminder.
第二件事情,
Secondly,
在四世纪第二章里面告诉我们,
In Judges chapter 2 it tells us,
当约书亚和那一代的长老们过世之后,
After Judges and the elders of the time passed on,
以色列人立刻陷入一个重大的危机。
The Israelites, they fell into another great sin.
圣经记载说, 他们不知道神, 也不知道神的作为。
The book tells us that they did not know God and they did not know God's work.
我们会很稀奇, 这般以色列人难道他们不知道耶和华是什么?
It's amazing to us. How is it that the Israelites did not know God?
那么这句话是什么意思呢?
What does this phrase mean?
这句话告诉我们说呢, 他们在头脑上知道耶和华是神。
It means that in their mind they knew Jehovah God.
在知识上他们是知道的。
In knowledge they knew.
但是他们对于神完全没有经历。
But they had no experience of God.
我们知道在新约时代中啊,
We know that in the New Testament time,
所有的这个知道都是从经历里面产生出来的。
All true knowledge comes from experience.
那个从经历里面所产生的知道, 那个才是真知道。
The knowledge that comes from experience is true knowledge.
如果仅仅是头脑的知道,
If your knowledge is simply in your mind,
那个等于不知道,
then it means you do not know.
啊, 他们对于神没有直接的这个来往。
The people did not have a direct relationship with God.
所以四世纪最后的一个总结的话,
And so the very last word in Judges,
个人没有, 就以色列中没有王, 个人任意而解。
In those days, there's no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
就是人的己啊, 变成自己的王。
That is, man's self became king.
虽然呢, 有耶和华的名在那里,
Even though there was a name of Jehovah,
但是我愿意做什么就做什么。
But I do whatever I want.
弟兄姊妹, 你看今天在地上的教会中, 是不是也是这样的?
Isn't it the same for the church today?
我们称呼主耶稣的名,
We call on the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是很多时候呢, 我们按照自己的意思, 做自己的事。
But we still live according to what we desire.
尤其在侍奉上,
Especially in service.
这是一个非常混杂的一个局面。
It is a very confusing, terrible thing.
所以四世纪落到一个非常大的一个失败的情况里面。
And so Judges falls into a great failure.
就像 先知阿摩斯所说的一样,
Just like what the prophet Amos said. And so God says he will send a famine.
是说他们因为饥饿非因无饼,
that there is not a famine for bread or thirst for water.
那是因为他们怎么不听神的话。
But it is because they do not hear God's word.
所以神的百姓就落到一个极大的饥荒的光景。
And so God's people fell into great famine.
这是很严重的一件事情。
This is a very severe matter.
在旧约圣经里面,
In the Old Testament,
那么我们看, 看见神是丰富的神。
We find that God is a God of abundance.
神总是喜欢他的百姓呢, 吃得饱饱的。
He takes pleasure in his people being satisfied with food.
所以神把以色列百姓带到迦南地。
And so God brings his people to the land of Canaan.
迦南地被称作是什么? 牛奶鱼蜜之地。
Canaan is called the land flowing with milk and honey.
各样的丰富的物产都在里面。
There's much abundance there.
神喜欢他的儿女们呢, 吃得肥壮。
God desires for his people to be fully satisfied.
啊, 这当然这是旧约了。
Of course, this is Old Testament.
今天我们晓得外面吃的肥壮不是好事。
We do know that today, if we're fully satisfied in our physical bodies, it's not a good thing.
我们基督徒呢，要灵里面的光景肥壮才好。
But in our Christian life, in our spiritual life, we need to be fully
satisfied. 但是神的心意是这样，因为他是丰富的神。
But this is God's desire. He is a God of abundance.
你看一个丰富的神，他是希望他的儿女长得健健壮壮。
A God of abundance, He desires His people to grow strong and well.
我有一个小孙子。
I have a small grandson.
他现在有一个很大的困难，就是不大肯吃。
His great problem right now is that he doesn't want to eat.
我看见他那个我那个儿子媳妇两个着急的不得了。
I see my son and daughter-in-law. They're very anxious.
他们的生活很好的。
Their lives are they live well.
想尽办法买了各样的美食给他，他就是不吃。
They think of many ideas, buy many different foods, but he refuses to eat.
我们的生意是他何其丰富呢？
So is our God. He's so abundant.
他无论在物质上，在灵里，给我们都是最大的丰富。
In our physical life, He wants to give us great abundance.
所以，当神的儿女们吃得饱足，能够跳跃，能够欢喜的时候，神的心就很满足。
And so, for God's people, when they are well fed, when they are able to dance and happy, God is satisfied.
所以，一个神的儿女，如果他灵里面的光景是饱足的，证明这是神的喜悦。
And so we see for a child of God in their spirit when they are satisfied, it means that God is
pleasure. 只有当神的百姓不听神的话
，However, God's people did not listen to him.
背离神的时候
，They rejected or rebelled against him.
那么神就开始怎么样咒诅地
？Then God cursed the land.
咒诅地的结果是什么呢
？What is the result of cursing the land?
以色列百姓就落在一个极大的饥荒。
The Israelite people, they fell into great famine.
证明神的心不喜悦。
Signifies that God's heart was not pleased.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
士师记
in the book of Judges,
正是在这样一个光景里面
was in this condition.
当神的百姓不再听神的话
when God's people no longer listen to his word,
所以地受到咒诅
the land was cursed.
你在旧约圣经里面可以很多这方面的话。
In the Old Testament, you can read many passages that speak about.
我命干风，命这个饥荒，命霉烂，命这个蝗虫啊，那么使地变成荒凉。
God says, "I will send locusts, I will send famine, I will send thirst upon that land, so that there it will be cursed."
这不是神愿意做的事。
God is not willing to do this.
但是呢，这是神不得已的一个管教。
But God.He has to discipline his children.
所以士师记在这么样一个荒凉的一个情况的里面。
And so Judges, we see that during that time, this was the environment.
而路德记呢，正好就在这么一个时代的背景中。
And so Ruth was in this type of situation.
不，这两卷书啊，是神很重要的启示。
However, in these two books, it is God's very important revelation.
我们也可以这样来看。
We can also look at it this way.
士师记是重在恩赐。
That Judges, it emphasizes gifts.
那么路德记是重在生命。
That Ruth emphasizes life.
这中间有很大的不同的。
There's great difference between these two.
今天我们在地上的圣徒，我们都知道，在教会中我们非常注重恩赐。
For saints today, we all pay great attention to gifts.
啊，旧约这些士师们。他们个个都是很有本事、很有才干的一般人。
For the judges within that book, they were all greatly skilled people.
代表他们从神领受很大的恩赐。
They received great gifts from God.
所以他们用那个恩赐也保持了神百姓暂时的一些的平安。
So they were able to allow the people to have temporary peace.
所以士师记不代表神的旨意。
So Judges does not show us God's purpose.
只不过是代表神在这个光景中间呢，一个暂时的作为而已。
However, it shows us God's work in a temporary time.
很奇妙的，在路德记里面。
But amazingly, in Ruth.
在这个小小的故事中。
In this very small story.
却把神的旨意显明出来。
It shows us God's purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在今天这个末后的世代。
In these end days.
我们更是需要这样的启示。
We even more need this revelation.
我们只有回到生命的路上。
As we return back to the road of life.
我们才能真正的摸到神的心意。
Can we truly touch upon God's purpose?
也才真正能实行神的心意。
And truly carry out his purpose.
这些士师们是神所设立，没有错的。
Yes, God established all of these judges.
你看在教会历史上也是这样。
It is the same in church history.
一个时代中神兴起一个大的恩赐。
In one generation, God will lift up a great gift to bring in great revival.
那么这一个恩赐过去了,
and after this gift goes
passes
on, God's people will again fall into failure. And then God will lift up another man. And so when God's people followed these judges, they were full of joy. And when I was young, I really admired this too. When we heard that there was a brother, elderly brother among us who had a great gift. And as these younger brothers, when we even walked next to them, we felt it was glorious. Because with their gifts, we were able to move forward. And so behind, we could shout after them.
哇,很热闹。
It was very loud. But after all this commotion, it passed on.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个只不过代表神在地上的
It only represents God's temporary work on earth. God's true purpose is within all of us. If we're to return back to life,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
整荣耀的旨意在我们身上,
then God's glorious purpose can be manifested from us.
我想我把前面这些重要的原则就先给弟兄姊妹们
So first off, I just wanted to share some of these principles at the beginning with brothers and sisters.
现在我们要正式回到路德记。Now
we will go back to Ruth.
那么路德记呢，我们刚刚讲过哈，整个故事里面只有三个重要的人物。In
this entire story of Ruth, there are only three important characters.
这三个人呢，都是非常平凡的。
These three people are very common.
他们没有什么大的恩赐。
They do not have great gifts.
我们也没看见他们有多大的作为。
They do not have much great works.
一个老寡妇。
One was an elderly widow.
加上一个年轻的寡妇。
And then there was a young widow.
又是摩押人。
And she was a Moabitess.
那么只有这个波阿斯呢，是个财主， 还有点钱。
And only Boaz, because he was a landowner, he had some money.
我们也没看见他有多少什么大的作为。
We didn't see that he had much great work. So these are very common folks.
但是呢, 圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us
神喜欢用平凡的人,
God takes pleasure in using common people because he's an almighty God. So he can use anyone.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主啊, 这三个人呢, 就是因为他们有点金钱的心活在主的跟前。
We thank the Lord that because they had amount of piety that they wanted to live before the Lord.
结果神就用了他们的生活呢，那么来表明神的心。
So God used their daily living to manifest His purpose.
我们可以说，他们在世的日子，
We can say that in their days.
他们完全都不知道。 他们对后世的影响有多大？
They had no idea the influence and the impact they were going to have.
因为呢，这个路德呢是大卫的第四代的祖母。
Because Ruth, she was a great great grandmother four generations before David.
所以我相信呢，大卫出世的时候，恐怕路德已经不在了。
And so I believe that by the time David was born, Ruth perhaps was not there anymore. And of course, Naomi was not there. And Boaz was not there. They never saw the results.
但是呢,
but they had great impact on their future generations.
啊, 一直到今天, 弟兄姊妹们,
Even today, we know that that influence is still there.
所以这一个有一个重要的提醒。
And so here's an important reminder.
你我今天虽然是个小人物,
you and I today, even though we're just common people, we're very common.
我们只管照着主的旨意活在神的跟前。
As long as you care about living before the Lord according to His purpose, then perhaps all of your entire life, you will never fully see the results.
但是我们知道这个果效在神的手中。
But we know the result is in God's hand.
这是后世人回头写他们的故事的时候，那么才表明出来的。
And so when the later generations, when they wrote down the story, then they were able to see.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个对我们来讲是何等的鼓舞。
This is so encouraging to us.
你知道我从年轻的时候侍奉主啊。
When I started serving the Lord from when I was my youth,
主让我有天能看见一个复兴。
I prayed, I asked the Lord to show me one day time of revival.
啊，我从年轻一直到现在发白了。
From my youth all the way to now, my gray hairs.
我还没看见地上这个复兴。
I still haven't seen a revival on earth.
但我不知道未来的日子主会不会做。
Now I don't know in the coming days whether God will do it.
但是路德记带来很大的安慰。
But Ruth brings much comfort.
即使神没有在我的这个活着的年代中让我看见。
Even if God does not allow me to see it while I live.
我们只要负责在神的跟前，按照他的旨意走就可以。
As long as I am responsible for living according to God's purpose. Then God will never disappoint. He'll never lose hope. We thank the Lord. This is such a great reminder.
那么这三个人中间呢?
Now among these three characters,
我们知道拿俄米是一个关键性的人物。
We know that Naomi was a pivotal character.
整个故事呢, 我们看见拿俄米的影响是最大的。
Now, in the entire story, Naomi had the greatest influence.
也可以说呢, 在这个故事里面, 拿俄米呢, 是一个什么呢? 是 一个神手中所使用的一个器皿。
We can say that in this story, Naomi was a useful vessel in God's hand.
弟兄姊妹都知道,
Now, all brothers and sisters, we know.
我们每一个人蒙恩得救之后,
After every single one of us are saved,
我们都是一个器皿。
We are all a vessel.
但是呢, 神今天能不能用我们, 这是一件很重要的事情。
However, whether or not God can use you, that's another important matter.
那么在当时以色列这个荒凉的光景中,
And so when Israel was in great famine,
啊, 神并没有放弃他的工作,
Now God did not lose hope in his
work. 神一面兴起士师，暂时帮助神的百姓。
God was lifting up judges to help God's people.
但是几百万的以色列百姓,
But among these hundreds of thousands of people,
神的眼睛就在中间来搜寻,
God's eyes were searching among them.
哎呀, 那么多的妇女当中,
Among all the women,
突然发现有一个拿俄米,
he realized there was a Naomi, one who he could use.
所以因此神就用了他。
And so God used her.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天神要用我们做他手中的器皿。
God wants to use us to be his vessel.
但是你知道, 我们都有时候用过工具。
Now we know that sometimes when we use tools,
有的工具用得很合手。
There are some tools that are very appropriate.
有的工作呢, 用起来不合适。
There are some tools that are not appropriate.
你用有些工具也用得, 能用得上力。
Now some tools you need to use some strength.
有的东西用不上力。
Some you cannot use strength.
啊, 用我们中国人土话讲, 使不上劲。
There is a Chinese saying about how much energy you have to use.
弟兄姊妹们, 我实在承认我们很惭愧。
And so brothers and sisters, we are often ashamed.
我们是常常让神啊, 使不上劲。
So sometimes God, he doesn't know how much energy to use in us.
神想用我们用不上。
God wants to use us, but he cannot.
所以神一直到今天在地上, 人就在寻找。
And so even among men today, God is still searching.
哇, 神在那里, 结果找到了这么一个可怜的拿俄米。
And then God found this very pitiful Naomi.
丈夫也死了, 儿子也死了。
Her husband died, her sons had died.
你看看, 在人看来, 真的是没希望。
Among, in man's eyes, she had no hope.
年纪也大了。
She was elderly.
哎, 但是很奇妙, 神看见这个人是可以用的。
But amazingly, God saw this person can be used.
所以因此他就成了整个故事里面最重要的一个人物。
And so in this entire story, she became one of the most important characters.
我们都知道开头的时候,
And we know in the beginning,
因为在整个大的环境的这个荒凉败落的里面,
Because in the big picture of this great famine,
她的丈夫以利米勒,
Her husband, Elimelech,
啊, 在那个环境里面呢, 她做了一个妥协和失败的一个决定。
In that environment, he made a decision to compromise.
她离开了神的应许之地,
He left God's promised land.
那么到了神咒诅的一个摩亚地区。
And he went to a place cursed by God, Moab.
因为他想暂时躲避一下,
because he thought he just temporarily wanted to hide.
因为饥荒太厉害,
because the famine was too severe.
吃不饱啊,
he was not well fed.
饥饿难受,
hunger is difficult.
所以就到那个受咒诅的地方想要得一点的保护。
And so he went to the cursed land to find some satisfaction.
所以这个寄居说明什么? 他逃避,他妥协。
And so this tells us that he ran away, he compromised.
他对神失去信心了。
And he lost faith in God.
他只求暂时的满足。
He sought temporary satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这个原则今天在地上的教会中也是实在的。
This principle is the same for us today.
当我们里面得不着宝足,
When we are not well satisfied,
儿女们,
for many children of God, when within them they're not satisfied, they walk towards the world.
啊, 我们, 在主面前得不得宝足，所以到世界上去啊，那么得一点点的这个宝足。
Now when we're not satisfied before the Lord, we go to the world to find satisfaction. 这就是基督徒爱世界的一个原因。This is the reason for why Christians love the world.
所以很多时候我们不需要去责备他们那么爱世界。
So we cannot reprimand them for loving the world.
因为他里面没有得宝足。
Because they're simply not satisfied.
所以对基督徒来讲，灵里面的宝足是非常重要的一件事情。
So to a Christian, in your spirit, when you're satisfied, it's an extremely important matter.
但是这一个逃避和妥协呢？
But this running away and this compromise,
代价的结果是非常的可怕。
The consequence is severe.
结果他们在摩亚地就遭遇了死亡。
And so in Moab they met death.
首先，伊利米勒死了。
First it was Elimelech who died.
十年之后，两个儿子也死了。
10 years later, their two sons also died.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这给我们是重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
我们今天所要寻求的是神在灵里面给我们供应的宝足。
What we seek after is satisfaction within our spirit from the Lord.
你没有办法用逃避跑到世界里面去寻找那一些作为满足。
You cannot run away to look for satisfaction in the world.
也许暂时叫你满足了。
You may be satisfied temporarily.
但是最终给你带来是死亡。
But at the end, you will meet death.
所以这是何等重要的一个。
So this is a very important principle.
那我们知道拿俄米呢
？Now for Naomi,
在丈夫的这个决定之下，她也无可奈何。
Under this decision from her husband, she had no choice.
因为在古时代、古时候啊
，Because in those days,
这个做妻子的都是以丈夫做主，是完全顺服的。
As the wife, because their husband is the Lord, that they must completely submit and obey.
虽然她里面是认识神的
，Even though within her she knew the Lord,
但是丈夫做这个决定，她也没办法不顺从。
But her husband made the decision; she had to obey.
所以她就跟着一起到了摩押。
So she followed him to Moab.
但是我们能看见，虽然在这样一个咒诅之地
，However, we find that even though they were in the cursed land,
拿俄米却维系了一个非常好的一个生活。
Naomi continued to live a very good life.
我们从路德记里面首先可以看见她是一个非常善良的人。
From Ruth, from this book, we find that she was a very good person.
她善待她的家人。
She was very good to her family members.
儿子都死了。
After her sons died.
但是她跟两个媳妇啊相处得非常的好。
Her relationship with her two daughters-in-law was very good.
这个婆婆能跟两个外邦媳妇相处得这么好的不容易。
It's very difficult for this mother-in-law to get along so well with these two foreign daughters-in-law.
所以你会看见这两个媳妇对于这个婆婆是非常的敬爱。
So these two daughters-in-law, they really love their mother-in-law.
就说明拿俄米在家庭的生活里面，她的表现是非常的美好的。
So it speaks of how Naomi in her family life, she was very good.
她不仅这个人的光景好啊
，Not only was her condition just good，
并且她是一个坚定信仰的人
，But she was one who was very pious.
她定会在家里面做了美好的见证
，She had a good testimony in her home.
否则，路德后来不可能那样的一个跟随
，Otherwise, how would Ruth be able to follow in such a way？
我们从路德所讲的这一段话里面
，From the passage of what Ruth had said，
弟兄姊妹，你就看见路德对于这个婆婆。她里面是多么的爱护。
You will see how much Ruth loved her mother-in-law.
啊，当拿俄米对他们说啊，我要回国了，你们回自己的地方去吧。
And so when Naomi said, "I am returning back to my hometown. Go back to where you came from."
啊，路德舍不得婆婆。
Ruth could not let her mother-in-law go.
你看他们之间建立这个情感多么美好。
You see how their relationship is so good.
并且在拿俄米的身上。
And upon Naomi,
路德看见了神的那一个荣耀。
Ruth saw God's glory from her.
所以她能说，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
She could say, "Your people shall be my people, your God my God."
所以可见，在这么一个荒凉，在这么样一个咒诅的地方
，And so in this time of great famine and cursing,
拿俄米坚持他在神跟前的信仰。
Naomi held fast to her faith,
丝毫没有妥协
and did not compromise.
所以她的这个见证影响了她的两个媳妇
and so her testimony influenced her two daughters-in-law.
她爱神
she loved God.
她对神的事情仍旧有反应
and so she had a response to all the things of God.
所以你读路德记所中间有小小的一些字眼呢，都说明了。路德在神面前的光拿俄米在神面前的光景
And so there are some small phrases in this book that describe Naomi's condition.
她听见神开始祝福她的百姓
She heard that God was blessing his people.
就说明这十多年过去了。
It says that after 10-some years have passed,
里面那个生命的感觉从来没有消失过。
The sense of life within her never diminished.
所以一个基督徒啊，
And so as a Christian,
有的时候爱世界，
sometimes when you love the world,
如果呢，爱的里面还是有点生命的感觉，那个还是有救啊。
If you still have a little bit of love towards the sense of life, there is hope for you.
有的爱的没感觉了。
If you don't have a sense of that love,
那恐怕就像以利米勒快死了。
Then perhaps you'll be like Elimelech, close to death.
拿俄米不，他里面还有感觉的。
But no, not for Naomi. She
had sense. 里面也有反应。
She heard and she had a response.
然后他就要离开。
And so she wanted to leave.
啊，他愿意顺服这个生命的感觉。
She was willing to submit to the sense of life.
并且他有行动。
And she had an action.
然后他要归回。
She wanted to return.
他相信神。
She believed God.
他对神没有失去信心。
And God, she never lost faith in God.
所以你会看见拿俄米在摩亚地，他这个人在神面前这个信仰的这个光景是非常的稳定。
And so we see that Naomi had a very steady sense of her faith in Moab.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
当我们从这些人身上看见这些特点的时候
，When we see these points within these characters，
我们要知道这些都是神可以用他的一个重要的条件。
Know that these are specifications that God can use。
这是今天我们在恢复的路上非常注意的一些事情。
These are things that we must pay attention to in the road to recovery。
然后我们看见他很善意的要打发他两个媳妇离开。
And so with good intention, she wanted to send her two daughters-in-law away。
那么我们读这个故事的时候啊
，So when we read the story，
我们能感觉到这个善意的这个劝导，好像是神今天对我们人的一个善意的考验一样。
We find that this good intention of Naomi is like a test from God for us today.
这说明我们神的做事情从来不勉强任何人。
It says that God will never force you to do anything.
神是希望我们呢，能心甘情愿的来跟随。
God hopes that we will willingly follow him.
神从来不勉强。
God will never force you.
所以你看拿俄米对这两个媳妇也是非常的善意，一点都不勉强。
And so Naomi had good intentions. She did not force her two daughters-in-law.
那么正好这个俄尔巴跟这个路德代表两种人。
And so Orpah and Ruth, they represent two different types of people.
这个俄尔巴呢代表着什么呢？
What does Orpah represent?
这些人呢对主是有感情的。
That these people, they do have emotion feeling toward the Lord. But they're not willing to follow.
你看那个俄尔巴呢也是爱路德的，爱拿俄米的。
Orpah, she also loved Naomi.
哦，她最后呢抱着拿俄米痛哭一场就走了。
And she held on to Naomi, she cried once and then she left.
可见她也很有感情的。
That she had emotion.
但是呢她不愿意付这个代价。
But she's not willing to pay the price.
啊，结果呢很可惜她失去了一个很大的恩典。
And so sadly, she lost out on such great grace.
今天弟兄姊妹这个对我们是重要的提醒。
This is a great reminder for us today.
我们不能呢仅仅对于主我们有一点感情。
We can't just have a little bit of emotion toward the Lord, but not willing to follow.
那会失去很大的祝福。
Then you will lose out on great
blessings. 所以路德不一样。
Ruth was different.
路德代表另外一种人。
Ruth represents a different type of person.
代表他内心有深处的爱慕。
She had a deep love.
然后又肯坚持跟随的一般人。
And she was willing to hold fast to follow.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在新约的时代里面。
In New Testament time,
圣经也启示
the Bible also reveals,
这个根是我们基督徒的生活的一个属灵的秘诀
to follow is a secret of the Christian life.
神不在乎我们有多大的恩赐
God doesn't care how much
神也不在乎我们有多大的才干
God doesn't care how skillful you are
神更不在乎我们有多少的知识
And God doesn't care how much knowledge you have
神最在乎的我们肯不肯跟
God cares most about whether or not you can follow
所以你看那些门徒们就是这样他们跟到底
So the disciples, they followed to the end
他们什么都没有这打鱼的人
They had nothing, they were fishermen
结果跟的结果是什么呢
But what is the result of their following?
到最后不仅个个变成使徒
Not only did each one of them become an apostle
哇将来到了新天新地我们看见新耶路撒冷的时候啊
But when we come and we see the new heavens and the earth with the new Jerusalem
他们的名字刻在新耶路撒冷城墙的根基上面
Their names will be etched upon the foundation of the new Jerusalem
这个就是根的结果
That is the result of following
所以主耶稣有一次对门徒们说啊
And so Jesus once said to the disciples
很多人听了他的话觉得难走了
Many people have heard his words and found it difficult and left
主说你们也要离我去吗
The Lord says will you leave too
彼得说得很好
Peter said, well,
主啊你有永生之道
Lord, you have the words of life
我们还跟从谁呢
Who else can we follow?
跟到底
We will follow to the end
啊，那么这个是 他们蒙福的一个原因。
This is the reason for them being blessed.
所以今天我们看见路德就是因为这个根，所以带进很大的祝福。
And so Ruth, because she was willing to follow, she was greatly blessed.
她心意很坚定。
And she was very steadfast.
她对拿俄米说。
She said to Naomi,
不要催促我。
Don't urge me to leave.
她心已经决定。
She had already decided.
并且是至死。
And she was willing to follow to death.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里。
She says, where you die, there I will be.
你埋在哪里，我也埋在哪里。
And where you are buried, there I will be buried.
我们晓得路德在这个路德记第一章的这一段话。
And so this passage in Ruth chapter 1.
是全本圣经里面的对于根呢这个做的最美好的一个下的一个定义。
It is the greatest illustration of following.In the entire Bible.
如果我们要对这个根这个字我们要多一点明白你就读这段话
If you want to understand the word follow read this passage
感谢神
Thank the Lord
因着这个缘故
Through this
所以他就与拿俄米二人同行
So now Ruth together with Naomi they travel together
今天我们能看见这些生活上面的一些小小的表现
And so when we see these small things in living, in life,
都成为后来许许多多基督徒跟随的一个经历。
It became the experience of many Christians.
是美好属灵生活的一些原则。
It's a beautiful principle of spiritual life.
然后他们两个人就回到了伯利恒。
And so the two of them, they returned to Bethlehem.
重新回到神的丰富里。
And returned back into God's abundance.
他们从那个羞耻的，从那个被倒空的这种光景中
They return from the condition of shame and being emptied back to the Lord.
所以就着属灵的原则上面来讲
So according to spiritual principle,
这个以利米勒的死，两个儿子的死
Elimelech and the two sons' death,
那个代表着天然生命需要死的
It represents how our natural life must die.
如果那个不死的话呢，他们就不得释放
If that does not die, then they cannot be set free.
所以今天我们也是一样
It is the same for us today.
必须被带到死地。
All the things that are of the natural life must be brought into the land of death.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
当他们回来的时候
，Once they return，
圣经记载说，正是动手割大麦的时候。
The Bible tells us that it was at the beginning of the barley harvest. 现在神的百
姓有了丰富的收成。
Now God's people they had a great harvest.
神的喜悦临到。
God's pleasure had come upon them.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
路德记第一章。
In Ruth chapter 1,
给我们一个重要的提醒。
It gives us a great important reminder.
我们需要走出饥荒。
We need to walk out of famine.
需要在神跟前过一个灵里面饱足的生活。
And enter into a life where in our spirit we are well fed and satisfied.
我们每一个人都可以来检验一下。
Now each one of us, we can examine ourselves.
今天我们在主面前这个属灵的生活里面饱足吗？
In our spiritual life within us, are we satisfied?
如果我们对世界的东西还有很大的兴趣
If we still have great interest of the things of the world,
我们还觉得那一个比在主面前所有的光景更能叫我们得到享受
Do we think that all those things can allow us to enjoy more than our condition before the Lord?
那只有这么一件事情
Then it tells us,
我们灵里面的光景是不够饱足
That the condition of our spirit is not satisfied enough.
今天我们能看见，在整个地上的教会中间
，we see that in for the church on earth today,
到处都充满着许多饥饿的百姓。
It is filled with people who are still hungry.
啊，我有时候到一些地方去聚会啊。
Sometimes when I go to a place to meet,
那个弟兄姊妹看见我了。
And brothers and sisters see me.
孙弟兄啊，我饿死了。
And they say, brother and son, I'm so hungry.
他说我你多年没得不到供应啊。
For so many years, I have not received provision.
神不喜悦我们这样的一种的光景。
God does not take pleasure in that condition.
所以我们需要追求一个什么灵里面饱足的生活。
So we need to seek after a life where our spirit is satisfied.
这个是我们今天在主跟前应当注意的事情。
This is something that we need to pay attention to before the Lord.
我们即使有许多时候在聚会里面，在听道里面得不着饱足。
Oftentimes in the meeting, when we're listening to a message, when we are not being provided for,
你人就可以来到主的跟前得到饱足。
You can still come before the Lord to gain satisfaction.
啊，我们知道只有一个饱足的一个圣徒。
Only a saint who is fully satisfied.
才是一个真正安息的圣徒。
is a saint who is at rest.
啊，那个基督徒常常在那发怨言，在那里批评论断，你就知道灵里面不饱足。
Christians who are often complaining and judging and criticizing, it's because they're not satisfied.
就像那个小孩子，小孩子最真的。
Just like a child when they're arguing.
那个 baby 他肚子一饿他就哇哇叫的。
When a baby when they're hungry they cry.
哎，你给他一吃饱，你看马上脸上就笑了。
As soon as they're well fed, they smile.
啊，这个做父母的人都知道，对不对？
As parents, you all know.
所以。今天我们在肉身上，我们知道什么是饿，什么是饱。
In our physical bodies, we know what is hunger. We know what is being fed.
在灵里面，我们知道这个饿和饱吗
？In our spirit, do we know what is hunger?
我们需要在灵里面过着一个饱足的生活。
In our spirit, we need to live a life that is being full.
我们知道这个也不是任何人的责任。
Of course, this is not any man's responsibility.
我们需要自己在主面前能有一些的追求。
We ourselves need to pursue.
是的，各地的弟兄姊妹呢？现在也是常常有时候开特会呀、啊，啊，这个好像有比较多的供应来了。
Yes, now in many different locations, brothers and sisters will have conferences, and it seems that there are.
或者有时候主日的讲台有非常好的讲道。
And then Sundays at the pulpit there are good messages.
哇，我们得多满足。
And then we are full and satisfied.
但是过几天又没有了。
But then after a few days we're hungry again.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
神造我们人呢。
God created us.
很奇妙。
It's very amazing.
你需要天天吃的。
You need to eat daily.
你不可能吃一个什么东西，一个东西吃下去，一辈子都不需要再吃。
You cannot eat something and then for the rest of your life never eat again.
这神给人的生活的生命的定律是这样。
This is the command and the law set by God.
所以主耶稣教导门徒祷告的时候。
And so when God taught his disciples how to pray.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
To pray, God give us our daily bread.
我们那祷告主啊，求你把这一个月的那食物先赐给我们。
We did not pray, God give us bread for the entire month.
我们很多时候希望这样，那这一次我们如果得到饱足，希望呢，这一辈子都不需要再吃。
Oftentimes we hope that after we have been fed this one meal, then for the rest of our life we never have to eat again.
不，你是需要天天吃的。
No, you need to eat daily.
啊，一有饥饿，赶快来到主跟前。
As soon as you're hungry, come before the Lord.
啊，那么我们晓得。在圣经里面让我们看见神的话就是神的粮食。
And so from the Bible we see that God's word is his food.
所以耶利米有一句非常好的话。
So there is a very important phrase, a good phrase in Jeremiah. He says, O Lord God of hosts.
他说我得着你的言语就当作食物吃了。
Because your words were found and I ate them.
你的言语使我怎么样欢喜快乐。
Your words became for me a joy and a delight.
因为我是在你名下的人。
Because I have been called by your name.
我们今天在主名下的人，
we who are under his name.
我们应当得着这个饱足。
We ought to be satisfied in this way.
我们的灵里面应该时常的欢喜快乐。
In our spirit, we ought to have delight and joy.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
我们需要神活泼的言语供应我们灵里的需要。
We need his living words to meet the needs of our spirit.
但是我们要注意。
But we need to pay attention.
我们离开那些呢不是粮食的东西。
Leave the things that are not food.
今天很多神的儿女们把那个不是粮食的东西当作粮食吃。
So many of God's children today take the things which are not food and make it food.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，只有他是天上降下来的粮。
Only the Lord Jesus says that He is the bread from heaven.
啊，我永远不会忘记我们那个有个年长的姊妹她所做的比喻。
I will never forget an illustration that an elderly sister gave once.
也许我在这里有些弟兄姊妹听我讲过。
And perhaps some brothers and sisters you have heard me share before. But I want to say it again.
因为我们很容易忘记。
Because we often forget.
她是山东人。
She's from the province of Shandong.
那山东人很喜欢吃韭菜。
Because they really like to eat chives.
那这个韭菜呢，跟这个草啊长得很像。
Now chives, it grows a lot. It looks a lot like grass.
所以我记得她有时候对我们的年轻人讲道的时候。
And so when she preached and shared with the young people,
她就叹气,
she would sigh.
她说我们山东人就喜欢吃韭菜。
She said, us from Shandong, we all love to eat chives.
她说韭菜可以吃的。
She said, you can eat chives.
草是不能吃的。
You cannot eat grass.
草只有牛可以吃的。
Only cows can eat grass.
她说今天很多人呢拿了草啊给神的百姓吃，大家吃得津津有味。
She says that some people, they take grass to feed the children of God and they think it's flavorful. I'll never forget. Such a simple illustration.
但是这些年过来,
but after all these years,
我发现很多神的儿女们因为不知道属灵粮食在那里, 拿草当粮食,
so many children of God, they don't know what the food from heaven is and they take grass to eat.
所以主的话是生命的粮.
God's word is the food of our life.
但是主的话需要解开来,
however, his words needs to be interpreted.
因为只有主的话解开了才能成为粮食.
Because once it's opened up, then it could be living word and food.
当圣灵把主的话解开来的时候,
once the Holy Spirit opens up his word,
这基督的丰富就出来了,
then the abundance of Christ can come.
我们因此里面就得着了, 得着了 饱足了。
Then within our spirits, we are satisfied.
啊, 所以它有一个过程。
And so there is a process.
啊, 就像我们家里面那个时候买来的那个什么肉啊买的菜啊是冰冻的。
So sometimes when you go shopping and you buy food, some meat and vegetables,
是好的食物,
it's frozen, it's good.
啊, 就圣经也是这样,
and yes, the words in the Bible is good food.
但是需要经过一个过程,
but it needs a process.
需要解开来的,
it needs to be opened
如果解不开来,
up.
我们就得不到供应,
if it's not opened up, then we are not provided for.
我记得年轻的时候,
I remember when I was young,
我听见一些年长的弟兄们有时候他们把主的话解开来了,
I remember elderly brothers when they opened up God's word.
哎呀这个里面真是满足啊,
within us we were so satisfied.
哇真是快乐,
we were full of joy.
弟兄姊妹那个是你吃到食物了,
it's because you have eaten the food.
所以今天我们需要 吃到主的话,
so today we need to eat God's word.
必须让主解开来的话,
God needs to open up his word so that we have the abundance of Christ.
那么我们不仅吃主的话,
not only do we eat and read God's word,
那么还有更重要, 需要听神的话,
more importantly, you need to hear and obey God's word.
这个阿摩斯书就告诉我们说,
in Amos it tells us, the reason for famine,
他们所以吃饼不得饱, 喝水也不得饱, 又不听神的话,
the reason why they had not a famine for bread or thirst for water, it is because they did not listen to God's word.
弟兄姊妹, 今天呢, 按照属灵的光景来讲, 地上教会的光景, 实在是处在一个非常饥荒的时代。
According to the spiritual condition, we see that the church today is in a time of great famine.
神的儿女们灵里面得不到真正的满足。
God's children in their spirit, they are not fully satisfied. And so they are seeking after so many other things and they are not satisfied. And so we can separate it into two groups.
一种方向是情感式的。
In one direction, these are things that are of emotion.
哇我们希望呢, 聚会里面呢, 用那个最感动人的诗歌, 用最感动的事情, 弄得大家的气氛非常的高昂。
We use things, songs that are greatly moving, and we talk about things that are greatly convicting and moving so that the atmosphere is raised up high.
甚至有的聚会里面还又蹦又跳的。
To the point where we're dancing, jumping up and down.
用各式各样的乐器,
using all different types of instruments.
用各式各样的光景来刺激,
all different types of environments to stimulate people.
哇那个人啊, 在那里, 觉得非常非常的兴奋。
So that people are extremely excited.
好像有一时的满足,
and then we have some temporary satisfaction.
但是过了之后呢,
but after that,
里面人就是饥饿的,
people are still hungry.
人就是不得饱足,
people are not satisfied.
但今天呢, 像追随这样一种情况的人是多得不得了。
There are so many people who are seeking after such a condition.
弟兄姊妹, 这说明我们灵里面的光景是饥饿的。
It shows us that in our spirit we are hungry.
另外一个方向的呢,
in another direction,
追求知识,
we see people who are seeking after knowledge. People are bringing all the knowledge of the world into the church.
天文地理,
all the sciences, everything is brought into the church.
我们有很多特别年轻的弟兄姊妹,
especially the young brothers and sisters.
我们读到这些知识的东西之后, 觉得好像有满足。
When we read all the things of knowledge, it seems as if we're satisfied.
知识呢,这是一个什么头脑上的满足。
It's only satisfaction in our mind.
灵里面光景的满足,
but it is not true satisfaction in our spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果在这样的光景中,
if in this condition,
神的旨意是没有办法在我们中间有事情出来的,
God then cannot manifest his purpose.
这个按照今天属灵的话来讲,
According to spiritual words today,
人只不过追求了魂里面的满足。
Man is only seeking after soulish satisfaction.
是心思意念情感上的一种满足。
It's only a satisfaction in our minds and our thoughts and emotions.
并不是真正灵里面的满足。
It's not true spiritual satisfaction.
如果你常年的都用这种的方式
，If off for a long time you use this method,
弟兄姊妹们
，Then brothers and sisters,
很可能最后带进来的人就是一个死亡的结果。
It's very possible that the result is death.
所以今天我们需要听神的话。
So today we need to listen to God's word.
约翰福音十四章二十一节的话非常好。
John 14:21 is a very good passage.
主说有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
For those who have my commands and hold fast to it, those are those who love me.
我们以为说今天呢，你多喊几句主啊，我爱你，主啊，我爱你，那么就爱主了。
Some think that if they just cry out a few more times, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, then it's enough.
也有人教导我们说，你每天赞美，赞美，赞美，多赞美就是爱主了。
And so some teach also, if you just say praise, praise, and every day you praise the Lord, that's good.
那这些不是不好的。
It's not that it's bad.
但是呢，这个不是真正的爱主。
But that's not truly loving.
真正的爱主，主告诉我们。是有了他的命令又遵守的，这才是真正爱主的一半。
Those who truly love the Lord are those who have His commandments and do it.
所以我们今天需要主话语的丰富。
And so today we need abundance of God's word.
你看，在头一个世纪
，We see that in the first century.
神的话语丰丰富富的临到地上的教会。
God's word abundantly came down to His church.
所以在使徒时代
，So in the time of the apostles.
你看这些使徒们，他们是一个邻里饱足的。
In the apostles, we see that in their spirit, they were full and satisfied.
因此呢，他们遵行神的旨意的力量也是大的。
So they had great power in carrying out God's command.
教会的见证是荣耀的。
And the testimony of the church was glorious.
到以后我们看见慢慢逐渐的就落到荒凉的情况里。
And later we see that it was time of famine.
在弟兄运动的时候。
And so during the brethren movement.
我们知道那个时候神的话语大量的被解开。
We see again God's word was opened up greatly.
并且他们得着的是生命的喂养。
And what they received was the provision of life.
你知道我年轻时候听见一个弟兄这样说。
When I was young, I heard a brother say.
当然，这句话讲起来是很骄傲的。
Of course, this phrase it sounds very arrogant.
但是也是一个时代的情景。
But it was a realistic condition.
弟兄运动那个到后来，他们是有点骄傲。
And at the end of the brother movement, yes, there was pride.
他说我们中间呢一个做厨子的弟兄啊
He says that even a cook, a brother who is a cook among us,
讲点主的话
when he speaks a little of God's word,
比那个斯可福的查经还要有贡献
It is better than the Bible study
Scofield.
of Scofield.
啊你们都知道斯可福的查经是很有名的
You know how the Bible dictionary of Scofield is very famous?
其实斯可福的查经也很好
And of course it is very good.
然后因为那个弟兄运动的时候他们重在的什么呢是一个生命的读经
Now, but the emphasis of the brethren movement was to read the Bible in life
弟兄姊妹可以不懂很多圣经的道理
Now, brothers and sisters did not understand much doctrine about the Bible
但是主的话在他们的生命中是实在的喂养
But God's word in their life was practical
他们读主的话有喜乐
Because when they read God's word
他们
也
坚持神的旨意
And they held fast to his commands
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们就看见在那个时代里面神的话大量的出来
We see that at that time God's word was in great abundance
教会在地上光景自然是一个兴旺
And the condition was a very good condition
所以我们要知道
So we know
基督徒需要有灵里面的宝足
Christians need to have satisfaction in the spirit.
我每一个弟兄姊妹都要回到我们灵的深处。
Every child of God must go with back within your spirit and ask yourself.
今天我们灵里面的光景饱足吗
Today is the condition of your spirit fully satisfied?
所以，在路德记第一章里面告诉我们。
And so in Ruth chapter 1 it tells us.
神的心意，在他的百姓中间，如果要能被显。
God's purpose, if it is to be manifested among His people,
第一件事情，神必须让他的百姓个个都是吃得饱足的。
First off, God must allow all of His children, every one of them, to eat and be fully satisfied.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的恩典是丰富。
God's grace is abundant.
就只要我们有一点心愿。
So as long as you have a bit of desire,
能够回到主的跟前。
To return back to the Lord.
我们愿意。
And you're willing.
像拿俄。
To be like Naomi,
像路德一样
To be like Ruth.
所以圣经记那个第一章最后的话就当他们回到伯利恒，正好是动手割大麦的时候。
So the last words of chapter 1 says that they came back to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest.
神就借着这一幅图画已经在这里提醒我们。
So this illustration here already reminds us.
饥饿会使神的百姓偏离神。
Hunger will allow God's people to leave him.
饥饿会使神的百姓落到死亡光景。
Hunger will allow God's people to
所以当神的旨意在他百姓中间要很通的时候。
And so when God's purpose needs to have a way among his people.
神从来不会叫我们饿着肚子来遵行他的旨意。
God will never allow you to be hungry to come and do his command. He wants us to be fully satisfied.
所以在路德记。
So in Ruth.
神第一个让我们看见重要的原则。
The very first principle, important principle that we see.
就是我们必须走出那个饥荒。
That we must walk out of
faith. 虽然世世时代整个大的环境是一片的荒凉。
Even though during the time of Judges, it was a great famine.
但是神在这里仍旧指明他的路。
However, here God is still showing us his way.
今天到了末了的时代。
So now in the end days.
在地上的光景。
For the condition on earth today.
大体上看起来是荒凉。
We see that there's desolation and famine.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
从路德记里我们会看见神的路。
From Ruth, we will see God's way.
愿主用这些话给我们里面有清楚的一个提醒。
May the Lord give us a very clear reminder through His words.
我们请低头在这祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你实在是丰富的神。
You are such a God of abundance.
你也丰丰富富的供应你自己的百姓。
And you provide for us so abundantly.
主啊，愿我们在你跟前。
So before you,
知道如何支取你的恩典
show us how to take of your grace,
使我们灵里面能够常常得着饱足
so that in our spirit we may often be fully satisfied,
天天得着饱足
be satisfied daily,
让我们过着一个在灵里富足的生活
and live a life that is full of riches in our spirit,
救我们脱离这个荒凉的时代
save us out of this time of famine,
我们感谢你
we thank you,
借着路德记
Through Ruth,
这一个小小的故事
in the small story,
你给我们里面有清楚的指引
You have given us a clear direction
主啊
Lord,
愿我们里面有爱慕
May we have true desire
愿我们知道如何来追求
So that we would know how to follow, seek you
虽然今天在外面看起来
Even though from outside
好像一片的光景
It seems that the condition
都是在饥荒的情况
is all in famine and hunger.
但是你是我们里面丰富的源头。
But you are our source of abundance.
愿我们从你的话中得供应。
So from your words may we receive abundance.
也求你借着你的灵引我们进入你话语的世界。
And through your spirit lead us into the reality of your words.
救我们脱离这个荒凉可怕的世代。
And save us out of this desolate land and time of famine.
让我们能够健康地活在你的面前。
So that we may live in health before you.
求你祝福你自己的话。
Bless your own words.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.